Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Yugoslav Destroyer Ljubljana. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the intriguing depths of Wikipedia to bring you stories, facts, and insights that captivate your mind. I'm Aloy, your host for today, and in this episode, we are embarking Ernie back in time to explore the fascinating history of the Yugoslav destroyer Ljubljana. Now, before we delve into the details, imagine this. It's the interwar period, a time of intense geopolitical movements and advanced naval developments. The European waters buzz with innovation and tension. This was the world in which the destroyer Ljubljana was born, a world of technical marvels and changing tides. The Yugoslav destroyer Ljubljana was part of the Beograd-class destroyers. To set the scene, let's start with a bit of background. The Beograd-class destroyers were a series of three ships built during the late 1930s for the Royal Yugoslav Navy. Named after major cities, these ships represented the Yugoslav ambition to modernize their fleet amidst an increasingly precarious global situation. The other two siblings of the Ljubljana were named Beograd and Zagreb. Built by the renowned shipbuilders in France, Ljubljana was laid down in 1935 and launched in 1938. It was commissioned into service in 1939. With a displacement of 1,210 tons, these destroyers were considered relatively powerful for their size, equipped with substantial firepower, including four main guns and six torpedo tubes. Imagine the imposing presence of Ljubljana as she cruised through the waters, a testament to naval engineering and Yugoslav sovereignty. As World War II dawned upon Europe, the fate of many ships, including Ljubljana, was thrown into uncertainty. During its initial service, Ljubljana and her sister ships played a strategic role in patrolling the Adriatic Sea. However, her destiny soon took a dramatic turn when the Axis powers came knocking. In April 1941, during the Axis invasion of Yugoslavia, the torpedo boat flotilla, which included the Ljubljana, operated out of the Bay of Kotor. As Axis forces rapidly advanced, the decision was made to relocate the flotilla to the more secure location of Boka Kotorska. It's here that Ljubljana met an unfortunate fate. While maneuvering to avoid an air attack by Italian aircraft, she struck an underwater obstacle and sank. Isn't it fascinating how a ship laden with both hope and might can see its fate so abruptly changed by the chaos of war? It's a poignant reminder of the volatile nature of this period, and perhaps an invitation to reflect on how quickly things can change. The German and Italian forces eventually salvaged the ship, but its reincarnation was under a different ensign altogether. The Italians refitted and recommissioned her as the Ljubljana into the Italian Regia Marina. How intriguing is that? A Yugoslav ship rebranded into a new life, continuing to serve during the war, but under different flags. Now, here's an ethical puzzle for you to ponder. How do we view ships like Ljubljana, which change hands and allegiances? Are they mere tool sets of war, irrespective of their origins, or do they carry with them a legacy that transcends their owners? Unfortunately, Ljubljana didn't have a long second life. In April 1943, she was caught in a violent storm off the African coast and was lost once again, this time for good. Her journey, from creation to destruction, remains a poignant narrative emblematic of the era. Here's a thought-provoking question for you, our listeners. How do the shifting allegiances and fates of technological marvels like the Ljubljana reflect broader shifts in ethical considerations during wartime? Consider how the concept of identity is maintained even when the tangible entity, the ship in this case, changes its allegiance. Can we draw parallels to the way personal identity is treated in the midst of rapid societal upheavals? In recounting the history of the Ljubljana, we not only explore naval history, but we also unravel deeper narratives that touch on identity, transformation, and legacy. Perhaps this journey tempts us to look beyond the frothy surface of history and delve into the quiet storylines buffeted by the waves of time. Before we wrap up, I want to encourage you, dear listeners, to delve even further. If the story of the Ljubljana has piqued your curiosity, I invite you to explore other naval stories from World War II. What can these stories tell us about the global dynamics of the time? How do they speak to the engineering prowess and ideological battles that were unfolding? As we sail away from today's episode, think about this. What other historical narratives linger, untold, within the hulls of vessels long vanished beneath the waves? And what can we learn by bringing them to the surface once more? That's all for today on Wikipedia. Join us next time as we uncover more stories from the vast troves of Wikipedia. Until then, keep questioning and keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Yugoslav Destroyer Ljubljana. Thanks for listening. See you next time.